Thank you. I fully understand, and I would like to elaborate on the example from Mr. Rosen. If we consider, and I agree with the Secretary on the enforcement, if you consider the situation where there is a bank, there is a railway undertaking or a leasing company, and then there is a keeper. There is a financing from the bank to the owner of the rolling stock, and then there is a leasing between the owner and a keeper. And the first relation, the financing one, is where security is registered through Urvis. Those two parties agree to be bound by the rule, the creditor and the debtor. Then they indeed need to make sure that the end of the chain is applying this decision of applying the rules. However, being the rules voluntary, and if the keeper doesn't do a declaration, as far as I understand from all the provisions that we have further down on unilateral declarations, the keeper will have only the obligation to affix and maintain the Urvis number if he's not interested in joining the scheme, and he's free to do so. So the all the provisions about maintaining well the rolling stock, this is not for Urvis, it's for other type of legislation. So I think that everything which is for new leasing contracts with between the lessor and the keeper, the lessor will make sure that in the contract there is a provision that should the lessor apply for the Urvis scheme, then the keeper has an obligation to cooperate and affix the number and make sure that the number, the plate, is well maintained. So this can be easy for new contracts. I wonder for existing contracts whereby after the rolling stock has been leased to a keeper, the lessor decides to use that rolling stock for as a covenant for a financing with the bank. And in that case, we'll have to amend the existing leasing contract with the keeper, and the keeper might not agree. So I think here this 3.8 is important. So I fully share the aim of the article. I think we just need a better formulation, maybe longer one of 3.8, or actually to delete 3.8 and to capture the aim of what we wanted to state here across other articles of the rules where the keeper is mentioned and or where the unilateral type of declaration is mentioned, which is maybe clarifying the issue. Thank you.